My name is H.I. McDonough. Call me Hi. The first time I met Ed was in the county lockup in Tempe, Arizona.
Don't forget his profile, Ed.
Turn to the right.
A day I'll never forget.
Turn to the right.
What kind of name is Ed for a pretty thing like you?
Short for Edwina. Turn to the right.
You're a flower, you are. Just a desert flower. Let me know how those come out. Now, prison life is very structured, more than most people care for. But there's a spirit of camaraderie that exists between the men, like you find only in combat, maybe, or on a pro ball club in the heat of a pennant drive. In an effort to better ourselves, we were forced to meet with a counselor who tried to help us figure out why we were the way we were.
No offense to one, it was a hot roll in butter. So, why do you use the word trapped?
Huh?
Why do you say you feel trapped in a man's body?
Well, sometimes I get the menstrual cramps real hard.
Have you learned anything, Hi?
Yes, sir, you bet.
You wouldn't lie to us, would you, Hi?
No, ma'am, hope to say.
Okay, then.
I tried to stand up and fly straight, but it wasn't easy with that sumbitch Reagan in the White House. I don't know. They say he's a decent man, so maybe his advisors are confused.
Turn to the right.
What's the matter, Ed?
My finance left me.
She said her fiancé had run off with a student cosmetologist who knew how to apply her feminine wiles. Oh, son of a bitch.
Don't forget his phone call, Ed.
Tell him I think he's a damn fool, Ed. You tell him I said so, H.I. McDonough.
And if he wants to discuss it, he knows where to find me. In the Maricopa County Maximum Security Correctional Facility for Men, State Farm Road, number 31, Tempe, Arizona. I'll be waiting.
I'll be waiting. I can't say I was happy to be back inside, but the flood of familiar sights, sounds, and faces almost made it feel like a homecoming.
Most men your age, Hi, are getting married and raising up a family.
Well, factually,
they wouldn't accept prison as a substitute. Would any of you men care to comment?
Well, sometimes your career's got to come before family.
Worse what's kept us happy.
I tried to sort through what Doc Schwartz had said, but prison ain't the easiest place to think.
And when there was no meat, we ate fowl. And there was no fowl, we ate crawdad. When there was no crawdad to be found, we ate sand.
You ate what?
We ate sand.
You ate sand?
That's right.
Well, Hi, you done served your 20 months. And seeing as how you never use live ammo, we got no choice but to return you to society.
These doors gonna swing wide.
I didn't want to hurt anyone, sir.
Hi, we respect that.
But you're just hurting yourself with this rambunctious behavior.
I know that, sir.
Okay, then.
I don't know how you come down on the incarceration question, whether it's for rehabilitation or revenge, but I was beginning to think revenge is the only argument that makes any sense.
Show the tattoo. Turn to the right.
Don't forget his fingers, Ed.
Hear about the paddy wagon collided with the cement mixer, Ed? 12 hardened criminals escaped.
I heard that one.
Got a new bow?
No, Hi, I sure don't.
Don't worry. I paid for it. They say that absence makes the heart grow fonder. And for once, they may be right.
You missed a spot.
More and more, my thoughts turned to Ed. And I finally felt the pain of imprisonment.
And Mama would throw the live crawdad in a pan of boiling water. One day I decided to make my own crawdad, and I threw it in a pot without the water, you see. And it was just like making popcorn.
Yeah, the joint is a lonely place after lockup and lights out. when the last of the cons has been swept away by the Sandman. But I couldn't help thinking that a brighter future lay ahead. A future that was only 8 to 14 months away.
They got a name for people like you, High. That name is called recidivism.
Repeat offender.
Not a pretty name, is it, High?
No, sir. That's one bonehead name, but that ain't me anymore.
You're not just telling us what we want to hear.
No, sir, no way.
Because we just want to hear the truth.
Well, then I guess I am telling you what you want to hear.
Boy, didn't we just tell you not to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then.
Side of the right!
I'm walking in here on my knees, Ed. A free man proposing. That occurred.
And so it was.
Don't forget the bouquet, Ed.
I do.
You bet I do.
Okay, then.
Ed's pa staked us to a starter home in suburban Tempe, and I got a job drilling holes in sheet metal.
So we're doing paramedical work in affiliation with the state highway system. Not actual practice, you understand. And me and Bill's patrolling down 9 miles.
Bill Roberts?
No, not that mother scratcher, Bill Parker. Anyway, we're approaching the wreck, and there's this spherical object resting in the highway. And it's not a piece of the car.
Most ways, the job was a lot like prison. Except Ed was waiting at the end of every day, and a paycheck at the end of every week.
Government do take a bite, don't you?
These were the happy days, the salad days, as they say. And Ed felt that having a critter was the next logical step. It was all she thought about. Her point was that there was too much love and beauty for just the two of us. And every day we kept a child out of the world was a day he might later regret having missed.
That was beautiful.
So we worked at it on the days we calculated most likely to be fruitful. And we worked at it most other days just to be sure. Ed rejoiced that my lawless years were behind me and that our child-rearing years lay ahead. And then the roof caved in.
Hi. I'm barren.
At first, I didn't believe it. That this woman, who looked as fertile as the Tennessee Valley, could not bear children. But the doctor explained that her insides were a rocky place where my seed could find no purchase. It was inconsolable. We tried an adoption agency.
It's true that High has had a checkered past.
But Ed here is an officer of the law twice decorated, so we figure it kind of evens out.
But biology and the prejudices of others conspired to keep us childless. Our love for each other was stronger than ever. But I premonished no return of the salad days. The pizzazz had gone out of our lives. Ed lost all interest in both criminal justice and housekeeping. Soon after, she tendered her bath. Even my job seemed as dry and bitter as a hot prairie wind.
So here's Bill walking down 9 miles. That's Bill Parker, you understand? He's got his sandwich in one hand and the fucking head in the other.
I even caught myself driving by convenience stores that weren't on the way home. Then one day, the biggest news hit the state since they built the Hoover Dam. The Arizona Quince was born. By Arizona Quince, I mean they was born to a woman named Florence Arizona. As you probably guessed, Florence Arizona is the wife of Nathan Arizona. And Nathan Arizona, well, hell, you know who he is.
So come on down to Unpainted Arizona, where you can get the finest selection in fixtures and appointments for your bathroom, bedroom, boudoir. And if you can find lower prices anywhere, my name ain't Nathan Arizona.
The owner of the largest chain of unpainted furniture and bathroom fixture outlets throughout the Southwest. Yep, Florence had been taking fertility pills, and she and Nathan had hit the jackpot. Now y'all without sin can cast the first stone. But we thought it was unfair that some should have so many while others should have so few. With the benefit of hindsight, maybe it wasn't such a hot idea. But at the time, Ezra's plan seemed like the solution to all our problems and the answer to all our prayers.
Chairs? You can't sell leaf tables and no chairs. Chairs, you got a dinette set. No chairs, you got Dick. I asked my wife, she got more sense. Miles, all I know is I'm away from the office for a few days to play with my kids and everything goes straight to heck. I ain't gonna stand for it. Yeah, and if a frog had wings, it wouldn't bump his ass a-hopping. I am sick of your excuses, Miles. It is now precisely 8:45 in the p.m. I'm going to be down that store in exactly 12 hours to kick me some butt. My name ain't Nathan Arizona.
That sounds like Larry.
Yes. coming along.
Why don't you go up and check on him? Sound restless.
I'm sorry, honey. It just didn't work out.
What do you mean it didn't work out?
Well, they started crying, and they were all over me. It was kind of horrifying, honey. Let me in.
Of course they cried, baby. Cry.
Well, I know that. Now, come on, honey. We better leave.
You go right back up there and get me a toddler. I need a baby hive. I got more than I can handle.
Oh, honey,
I... Don't you come back here without a baby.
Christian Dior, my butt. They pay money for that?
Yes, dear.
How are the kids?
Fine, dear.
Which one you get?
I don't know. Nathan Jr., I think.
Give me here.
Here's the instructions.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Yeah, he's awful damn good. I think I got the best one.
I bet they were all beautiful. All babies are beautiful.
This one's awful damn good, though.
Don't you cuss around him.
He's fine, he is. I think it's Nathan Jr.
We are doing the right thing, aren't we, Hi? I mean, they had more than they could handle.
Well, now, honey, we've been over this and over this. And there's what's right, and there's what's right. And never the twain shall meet.
But don't you think his mama will be upset? I mean, overly?
Well, of course she'll be upset, sugar, but she'll get over it. She's got four little babies almost as good as this one. It's like when I was robbing convenience store.
Oh, my God.
I know you do, honey.
I love him so much.
I know you do. Nathan Jr., you can just feast your eyes about, old boy.
We don't
lie
around him, huh?
Damn, I'm sorry, honey.
And don't you cuss around him.
Oh, he don't know a cuss word from Shinola.
Well, you see that he done.
I want to hold him, too.
Well, mine is little Fontanelle.
Well, he's all right, he is. Come on over here, young Nathan Jr. I'm going to show you around. Look at here, young sportsman. That there's the kitchen area where Mom and Pa chow down. This here's the TV. 2 hours a day maximum, either educational or football, so as you know, you don't ruin your appreciation of the finer things. And this here's the divan for socializing and relaxing with the family unit. Yes, sir. Today's day we sat there and we said, wouldn't it be nice to have a youngster here? Share our thoughts and feelings?
He's tired, huh?
Well, we'll just sit you right there, boy. Just put those dogs up and take a load off.
What? Are you kidding? We got us a family here.
He's a scandal, honey. He's a little outlaw.
No, he's a good boy.
He ain't too good. You can tell by that twinkle in his eye.
Don't you think we ought to put him to bed?
No, hang on, honey. Let's just preserve the moment in pictures.
Just one, okay? I gotta tell you, I'm a little scared, huh?
How come is that, honey?
Well, we got a baby high, it's an awful big responsibility.
Honey, could you slide over a tad and raise the nipper up?
I mean, we never done this before, and I'm kind of nervous.
You're doing real good, sugar.
I love you, High.
We're set to pop here, honey.
Now, you gonna help, aren't you?
How's that, honey?
Contribute to the management of the child. Just quiet evenings at home together.
You can count on it, honey.
Everything decent and normal from here on out.
Yeah, we're set to pop here, honey.
Christmas.
Open up! It's the police!
Hi, what's going on?
You stay in here.
Open up!
They ain't gonna split up the family.
Open up in there!
I'd like to see them try.
Open up! Maybe we'll let you plea bargain!
I'd like you to meet Gale and Ethel Snopes. My pair is ever broken air. Boys, this here's my wife.
Ma'am, Mr. Dunne.
Kind of late for visitors, isn't it, huh?
Oh, well, yeah, honey. But these boys just got out of the joint.
So we got to show a little hospitality.
Well, now, H.I., looks like you've been up to the devil's business.
Honey, is that a him or a her?
It's a little boy.
Got a name, does he?
So far, we've just been using Junior.
We call him Junior.
You mean J.R. just like TV show? That's good.
Welcome home, son. Where's he been?
Phoenix.
He was visiting his grandparents.
They're separated.
Oh, would that be your folks, ma'am?
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, I thought you said your folks was dead, H.I.
Well, we thought Junior should see their final resting place. Why don't you boys have a seat?
Hi, it's 2 in the morning. What's that smell?
We don't always smell this way, Ms. McDonough. I was just explaining to your better half here that when we were tunneling out, we happened to hit the main sewer line. Dumb luck, that. And we followed that
to... You mean you busted out of jail?
No, ma'am. We released ourselves on our own recognizance.
What Double Here is trying to say is that we felt the institution no longer had anything to offer us. My Lord, he's cute.
He's a little outlaw. You can see that high.
Now, listen. You folks can't stay here.
Ma'am?
You just can't stay. Now, I appreciate you being friends of high and all, but this is a decent family now. I mean, we got a toddler here.
Say, who wears the pants around here, H.I.?
Now, honey, these boys just got out of the joint.
Don't you honey me. Now, you boys can sit a while and catch up, but then you'll be on your way.
Got you on an awful short leash, don't she, H.I.?
Still here?
Yeah. They're just gonna stay a day or two, honey. It's raining out. They got nowheres to go.
They're fugitives, huh? How are we gonna start a new life with them around?
Well, now, honey, you gotta have a little charity. You know, in Arab lands, sit out a plate.
Promise just a day or two.
Tonight and tomorrow tops.
That night I had a dream. I drifted off thinking about happiness, birth, and new life. But now I was haunted by a vision of... He was horrible. A lone biker of the apocalypse. A man with all the powers of hell at his command. He could turn the day into night and lay to waste everything in his path. He was especially hard on the little things, the helpless and the gentle creatures. He left a scorched earth in his wake, befouling even the sweet desert breeze that whipped across his brow. I didn't know where he came from or why. I don't know if he was dream or vision. But I feared that I myself had unleashed him. For he was the fury that would be as soon as Florence, Arizona found her little Nathan gone.
Sits at his cabin door, wiping his tear-dimmed eyes. For his only son soon shall walk to yonder scaffold rise.
You
all right? Well, he's all right. He's just having a nightmare. My race is run beneath the sun. The scaffold now waits for me. For I did murder that dear little girl whose name was Rose Cole.
Sometimes it's a hard world for little things.
All the missus and the rest of the kids left town to, I ain't saying where. They'll be back here when we're a nuclear family again.
Mr. Arizona, which tot was abducted?
Clayton Jr., I think.
Do you have anything to say to the kidnappers?
Yeah. Watch your butts.
Sir, it's been rumored that your son was abducted by UFOs. Would you care to comment?
Don't print that, son. If his mama reads that, she's just gonna lose all hope.
Sir, we really need to ask you some more questions.
Sir, just Mr. Earhart. One more question. But remember, it's still business as usual in Unpainted Arizona. If you can find lower prices anywhere, my name still ain't Nathan Arizona.
Yes, sir. Has there been a request?
Mr. Byram here can take your exemplars while you talk.
Just relax your hand. I'll do the work.
What is this? I didn't steal the damn kid.
Sir, these men are with the FBI.
Are you boys crazy? All I know is I wake up this morning, my wife screaming.
We just need to distinguish your prints from the perpetrator if they left him.
Of course. I know that.
Sir, we have an indication you were born Nathan Huffhines. Is this correct?
Yeah, I changed my name. What of it?
Can you give us an indication why?
Yeah. Would you buy furniture at a store called Unpainted Huffhines?
All right, I'll get to the point.
Was the child wearing anything when he was abducted? Nobody sleeps naked in this house.
I am asking the questions, officer.
If we're going to put an ABV out, I need a description.
We're better trained to intervene in a crisis situation. What was he wearing?
A dinner jacket. What do you think? He's wearing his damn jammies.
Child was wearing his jammies. You happy?
Do you have any disgruntled employees?
Hell, they're all disgruntled. I ain't running a damn daisy farm.
What did the...
My motto is do it my way or watch your butt.
So you think it might have been an employee?
Oh, don't make me laugh. Without my say-so, they wouldn't piss with their pants on fire.
What did the pajamas look like?
I don't know. They were jammies. They had Yodas and shit on them. Get your damn feet off my coffee table.
Ron, you were upsetting the victim.
Damn it. Are you boys going to chase down your leads? Are you going to sit around drinking coffee in the one house in the state where I know my boy ain't at?
Well, sir, we don't have any leads as yet, aside from the coat.
Give me that. That's a $500 camel's hair coat.
Sir, you might want to wash your hands at this point.
God damn it. No leads. Everyone leaves micros and whatnot. Hell, that's your forte, ain't it? Tracking down them micros left by criminals and commies and shit. That's your whole goddamn raison d'etre, ain't it? No leads. I want Nathan Jr. back for whichever the hell one of them they took. He's out there somewhere. Something leads to him. And anyone can find him knows the difference between a lead and a hole in the ground.
Good cereal flakes, Miss Brendana.
Why aren't you breastfeeding? You appear to be capable.
Mind your own business.
Man, you don't breastfeed him. He hates you for it later. That's why we wound up in prison.
Anyway, that's what Doc Schwartz tells him.
Boys.
Morning, hi.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Say, boys, you wouldn't mind making yourself scarce for a couple of hours this afternoon, would you?
We're having some decent friends, huh?
What it means to say is, seeing as you two boys are wanted, wouldn't exactly do to have folks seeing you here. It's for your own protection.
Sure, H.I. Anything you say, huh?
Matter of fact, honey, I think I'm going to skip this little get-together myself. Glenn won't mind. I'll just duck out with the boys.
knocked back a couple of Coke Colas.
Sure, you try.
Hey, we'd love to have you, Hi.
Maybe that ain't such a swell idea either.
So many social engagements. So little time.
Where's that baby? Where's the ass?
You'll find him, honey.
Cut it out, Glenn.
He's asleep right now.
Oh, shit. I hope we didn't wake it.
Can I just sneak a peekaloo?
Come on, kid. Get away from Mr. McGunny's car.
What's his name? Hi, Junior, till we think of a better one. Well, why don't you call him Jason? I just love biblical names. If I had another little boy, I would name him Jason, Caleb, or Tab. Oh! He's an angel! He's an angel straight from heaven! No, honey. I had all my kids the hard way. You just got to tell me how you got this little angel. What do you do? Just fly straight down from heaven.
Well,
you're going to send him to Arizona State.
Need a beer, Glenn?
Pope wear a funny hat?
Yeah, Glenn, I guess it is kind of funny.
Say, that reminds me. How many pull-offs take to screw up a light bulb?
I don't know, Glenn. One?
Nope, takes three. Now, wait a minute. No, I told him wrong. Here, I'm starting again. How come it takes three Pollocks to screw up a light bulb?
I don't know, Glenn.
Because they're so darn stupid. Shit, man. Loosen up. What's the matter? Don't you get it?
No, Glenn, I sure don't.
No shit, man. I guess that's why they call it a way homer.
Why's that?
Because you only get it on the way home.
I'm already home, Glenn.
You wet yourself, you wet yourself. Mr. McDonald wet himself, Daddy.
Say, that reminds me. How'd you get that kid so darn fast? Me and Dot went in to adopt on account of something went wrong with my semen, and they said we had to wait 5 years for a healthy white baby. I said, healthy white baby? 5 years? Okay, what else you got? Said they got two Koreans and a Negro born with his heart on the outside. It's a crazy world.
Someone ought to sell tickets.
Sure, I'd buy one. Have you heard the sly one? You already know the ABCs. Watch this. Hit the deck, boy. But like I'm saying, how'd you get the kid?
Well, this whole thing is just who knows who. And then over here you have favoritism. Ed has a friend at one of the agencies.
Maybe she can do something for me and Dot. See, there's something wrong with my semen. Say, that reminds me. What you gonna name it?
Ed. Ed Jr.
But I thought you said it was a boy.
Well, as an Edward. We just like that name.
Yeah, that's a good one. See, I don't really need another kid, but Dot says he's here getting too big to cuddle. Say, that reminds me. Mind you don't cut yourself, Mordecai.
Then there's the diphtheria tetanus, what they call the dip-tet. You gotta get them dip-tet boosters yearly or else they'll develop lockjaw and mat vision. Then there's the smallpox vaccine, chicken pox, the measles. And if your kid's anything like ours, you're gonna have to get all those shots yourself first before he'll ever take them. Who's your pediatrician anyway?
We ain't exactly fixed on one yet, have we, Hi? No, I guess we don't have one yet.
Jesus, what? You could have one. You could have one this instant.
Yeah, well, what if the baby gets sick, honey?
Even if he don't get sick, he's got to have his dip tet.
He's got to have his dip tet, honey.
He started his bank accounts yet.
Have we done that, honey? We got to do that, honey.
What's that for, Dot? That there's for his orthodonture and his university. Now, you soak his thumb and iodine, and you might get by without the orthodonture and want a thing off the university. Right! You take that diaper off your head. You put it back onto your sister. Anyway, you probably got the life insurance all squared away.
Have we done that yet, honey?
Got to do that, Hi. Ed here's got our hands full with this little angel.
Yes, ma'am.
What would Ed and little angel do if a truck came along, splattered your brains all over the interstate? Where would you be then?
Yeah, honey. What if you get run over?
Or you got carried off by a twister?
Say, that reminds me. You hear about the person of the Polish persuasion? He walks into a bar and got this big old pile of shit in his hand, and he says, "Hey, look what I almost stepped in."
Yeah, it's funny, all right.
Damn right it's funny. Shit, man, what's the matter?
I don't know. Maybe it's wife, kids, family life. I mean, are you satisfied, Glenn? Don't you ever feel suffocated? Like there's something big pressing down?
Yeah. I do know that feeling.
I don't know.
And I told Dot to lose some weight, but she don't want to listen. No, man, I know what you mean. I mean, you got all these responsibilities now. You're married, you got a kid. I mean, looks like your whole life is set down. And where's the excitement?
Yeah, Glenn, I guess that's it.
Okay, that's a disease, but you got a cure.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Glenn is here to tell you that you can heal that self.
What do I got to do?
Well, you just got to broaden your mind a little bit. Like, say if I was to ask you, what do you think about Dot?
She's a fine woman you got there.
Okay. Now, you might not know it to look at her, but she's a Hellcat.
That right?
T-I-G-E-R.
Well, what's that got to do with...
Now, don't rush me. The thing about Dot is, she told me this. She thinks you're cute.
Yeah.
I'm crapping you negative, and I could say the same thing about Ed.
What are you talking about, Glenn?
What am I talking about? I'm talking about sex, boy. What the hell are you talking about? I'm talking about L'Amour. I'm talking to me and daughter swingers, as in to swing. I'm talking about wife swapping. I'm talking about what they call nowadays open marriage. I'm talking about...
Keep your goddamn hands off my wife.
I'm only trying to help! You crazy! You crazy, man!
Keep your goddamn hands off my wife!
You crazy! I pity you!
We finally go off some decent people and you break his nose. That ain't too funny, huh?
His kids even think it was funny.
Well, they're just kids. You a grown man with responsibilities. Whatever possessed you?
Who was provoking me?
How'd you do that?
Never mind.
But, huh? He's your foreman. He's just gonna fire you now.
I expect he will.
And where does that leave the three of us? Where does that leave our entire family unit?
It's a man for a husband.
That ain't no answer.
Honey, that's the only answer.
That ain't no answer.
It's a man for a husband. Nathan needs some huggies. I'll be out directly.
Mind you stay strapped in.
Wake up, son. I'll be taking these huggies and whatever cash you got.
No, no, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin, said the little pig. Look at him.
Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in. That son of a bitch. That son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch!
Better hurry it up. I'm in touch with the wife. Come on now. Honey!
Hold on, Mason. We're gonna go pick up Daddy.
Son, you got a panty on your head.
He's driving fast. There's Wyatt.
Shortcut.
To do this.
You son of a bitch, you acted like a mad dog. What if me and the baby been picked up?
Turn left, dear.
Nathan Jr. would have been accessory to armed robbery.
No, it ain't armed robbery if the gun ain't loaded.
What kind of home life is this for, Tyler? You supposed to be an example?
What? This man?
Uh-huh.
I never postured myself as a three-piece suit type. Turn right, honey.
We got a child now. Everything's changed.
Well, Nathan Jr. accepts me for what I am, and I think you better have two. You know, honey, I'm okay. You're okay. That there's what it is.
I know, but honey.
See, I come from a long line of frontiersmen and... Oh, here it is, dear. Turn here. Frontiersmen and outdoor cops.
I'm not gonna live this way, High. It just ain't family life.
Well, it ain't Ozzy and Harriet.
Morning. Now, I got nothing against you personally, but you're wanted by the authorities, and you're a bad influence in this household, in my opinion.
Well, Pam, we sure didn't mean to influence anybody.
And if we did, ma'am, we apologize.
I'm going in town tomorrow to see about some shots for the baby. When I come back, you better be gone or I'll kick you out myself.
What's he need, his dip tit?
I'm awful sorry, boys, but when Ed gets mad, you know, she gets an idea.
Well, there ain't a thing to apologize for, H.I. Seems pretty clear what the situation is here.
Yeah, I guess the missus wants us to clear out.
Now, H.I., if you pardon me for saying so, I get the feeling that this here ain't exactly working out.
Edwina's generally a real sweetheart.
And as per usual, I wouldn't be surprised if the source of the marital friction weren't financial.
As a matter of fact, I did lose my job today.
Why? You're young and you got your health. What do you want with the job?
But I'd rather light a candle than curse your darkness. Now, as you know, Evil here and I never go anywhere without there's a purpose. And here we are in your little domicile.
We come and invite you in on a little score, huh?
A bank, H.I.
Come on now.
I know you're partial to convenience stores, but damn it, H.I. Sun don't rise and set on the corner grocery.
It's like Doc Ford said. You gotta have a little bit of ambition. We just watching on the news how somebody went and snatched up one of their Arizona babies.
Oh, Christ.
Now, about there, somebody was thinking big.
Now, here you are, sitting on your butt playing house with a... Well, don't get me wrong, H.I., with a fine woman, but a woman who needs one of them button-down types.
I don't particularly think that's
any... Hold on, H.I. Now, look at there.
There's a picture of Eldorado, huh?
Though the locals call it the Farmers and Mechanics Bank of LaGrange. Looks like a hayseed bank. To tell you the truth, it is a hayseed bank. Except for the last Friday of every financial quarter, there's more cash in that bank than there are flies at a barbecue.
And guess what day it is tomorrow?
When all the hayseeds come in and cash their farm subsidies checks.
81 information, huh?
Got it in a joint from a guy named Lawrence Spivey, one of Dick Nixon's Undersecretary of Agriculture.
He's in for soliciting sex from a state trooper.
Ordinarily, we don't associate with that type of person, but he was trying to make a few brownie points with some of the boys.
Now, we need someone handy with a scatter gun to cover them hayseeds while we go in there and get that cash.
You understand, H.I.? If this works out, it's just the beginning of a spree to cover the entire Southwest proper. And we keep going until we can retire. Or we get caught.
Either way, we're fixed for life.
Boys, it's kind of awkward, but... Just Jess and I just up and leave Ed. Well, that'd be pretty damn cowardly, wouldn't it?
Would it? Think about it, H.I. Seems to me sitting here you ain't doing her any good. And you ain't being true to your own nature.
My dearest Edwina, tonight as you and Nathan slumber, my heart is filled with anguish. I hope that you will both understand and forgive me for what I have decided I must do. By the time you read this, I will be gone. I will never be the man that you want me to be. The husband and father that you and Nathan deserve. Maybe it's my upbringing. Maybe it's just that my genes got screwed up. I don't know. But the events of the last day have showed amply that I don't have the strength of character to raise up a family in the manner befitting a responsible adult. I say all this to my shame. I will love you always, truly and deeply. But I fear that if I stay, I would only bring bad trouble on the heads of you and Nathan Jr. I feel the thunder gathering even now. If I leave, hopefully, it will leave with me. I cannot tarry. Better I should go, send you money, and let you curse my name. You're loving. Herbert.
The security guard. I'll take care of this.
You got flies.
I doubt it. This place is climate controlled. All the windows are sealed. Who the hell are you?
Spalds, Leonard Spalds. My friends call me Liddy. But I got no friends.
Oh, stop. You're going to make me bust out crying. Listen, Leonard, you want some furniture, a shit box, down there on the sales floor.
I'm not a customer. I'm a manhunter. Now, of course, I do hunt babies on occasion. Here you got one you can't put your hand to.
What do you know about it?
Well, that's my business. I'm a tracker. Some say part hound dog. When some dink busts out of the joint, skips bail, I'm the one they call.
Mister, I got the cops, state troopers, federal BI, already looking for my boy. Now, if you got information...
The cops won't find your boy. A cop couldn't find his butt if he had a bell on it. You want to find an outlaw, you call an outlaw. You want to find a Dunkin' Donuts, call a cop.
Smalls, first off, get your damn feet off my furniture. Second off, it's widely known I posted a 25 grand reward for my boy. Now, if you can find him, claim it. Short of that, what do we got to talk about?
Price. Fair price. That's not what you say it is. That's what the market will bear. Simple economics. Now, there are people, and mind you, I know them, that'll pay a lot more than $25,000 for a healthy baby.
What are you after?
Give you an idea. Why, as a pup, I myself fetched $30,000 in the black market. That was $1954. Now, for 50 grand, I'll track him. I'll find him. The people that took him, I'll kick their butts. No extra charge.
And if I don't pay?
I'll get the boy, regardless. But if you don't pay, the market will.
You won't know what I think. I think you're an evil man. I think this is nothing but a goddamn screw job. I think it's a shakedown. I think you're the one that took Nathan Jr. And my fine friend, I think you're the one that's going to get his butt kicked. I think I'm on the phone to the cops right now.
Up and at him, H.I. Today's first day of the rest of your life.
Already you messing it up. Miss is going to be back in town soon.
Where's the baby?
In bedroom Miss crib.
He saw toothpicks. He'll be fine. You expecting anyone?
No. You two stay out of sight. Morning, Glenn.
I ain't coming in if you don't mind. I just keep my distance.
I didn't invite you in, Glenn.
Well, don't even bother. All right, first off, you're fired, and that's official.
I kind of figured that, Glenn.
Well, that ain't the reason I come out here neither. No, sir. Uh-uh. No, you're in a whole shitload of trouble, my friend.
Why don't you just calm down?
Why don't you just make me? You know that little baby you got in there? You remember him? I know what his real name is.
You want to keep your voice down, Glenn.
I'll pitch my voice wherever I please. His name ain't High Junior. His name ain't Ed Junior, but it's Junior, all right. It's Nathan Junior. You stay away from me, McGunner. Oh, yeah, you're an awful big man when you got something around to clobber a guy with.
I ain't a big man.
That's right. And now you're at my mercy. I'm your worst nightmare. I was just going to turn you in for the reward, but Dot, she wants to have something to cuddle. So I guess we'll be calling the baby Glenn Jr. from now on. I'll give you a day to break the news to Ed. Dot will be around tomorrow to pick him up. Either that, or you can go to jail. Say, never mind. You'll be getting a doctor bill in the mail in a few days. I recommend you pay it.
It's just business. Let's go hard or easy, H.I.
Oh!
I know your word, honey, but believe me, there ain't a thing to be worried about. We're absolutely going to get him back. There just ain't no question about that. We'll get him back. That's just all there is to it. And you want to know another thing? I'm going to be a better person from here on out. That's final. That's absolutely the way it's going to be. That's official. You were right. I was wrong. A blind man could tell you that. Now, they ain't going to hurt him, honey. They're just in it for the score. But I ain't like that anymore. I'm a changed man. You were right. I was wrong. We got a family here. I'm going to start acting responsibly. So let's go, honey. Let's go get Nathan Jr.
All have chicken and dumplings,
well,
all have chicken and
dumplings
when she comes.
Woo!
I love to drive.
Boy, you sure said something there, partner.
Yes, sir. I figure between the ransom and this bank, you and I will be sitting in the fabled catbird seat.
Deal? Junior just had an accident.
What's that, partner?
Just a little old accident.
What do you mean? He looks okay.
No, you see, we know we are. He just went and had himself a little old rest up.
Well, that's natural.
Gail?
What now, little brother?
He smiled at me. Yeah, put these things on.
Well, around the butt and up over the groin area.
Shoot, I know where's the gold timer. I just want to know whether I need to use pins or fastening.
Well, no. They got those tapettes already on there. It's self-contained and fairly explanatory.
Mm-hmm. Please. Hey, these blow up in a funny shape, sit off?
Well, no, unless round is funny.
We'll take these to you. All right, now. You just lie down back there, old timer.
Yes, sir.
All right, I want you to count up to 825, and then on back down to zero.
Okay, then.
I'm going to come back to five and check to see if you ain't cheating.
Hurry up, open the door.
He's a real cheerful little critter once he warms up.
Hurry up. I don't know how high this thing can catch.
6 Mississippi, 7 Mississippi, 8 Mississippi, 9 Mississippi.
Got some baby grub, baby wipes. Got them diapers in disposable kind. I got me a packet of balloons.
Do they blow up in a funny shape at all?
No, just circular.
Say, where's Junior?
What do you mean, didn't you put him in?
No, I thought... Where'd we leave him?
Ed, I realize.
realize I can't be much of a comfort to you now. But let me just say this. You'll feel a whole lot better.
I will feel better.
Honey.
I don't care about myself anymore. I don't care about us anymore. I just want Nathan Jr. back safe.
I know that.
If we don't get him back safe, I don't want to go on living. And even if we do get him back safe, I don't want to go on living with you. I guess I still love you, huh? I know I do. I ain't even blaming you. The whole thing was crazy, and the whole thing was my idea.
Well, factually, I myself bear a very large
presumption. Let me finish. Ever since those jailbirds took little Nathan, I've been doing some thinking, and I ain't too proud of myself. Even if Mrs. Arizona had more than she could handle, I was a police officer sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Now, honey, you resigned before we
that
ever
ain't
even...
That ain't the point, huh? We don't deserve Nathan Jr. any more than those jailbirds do. And if I'm as selfish and irresponsible as you...
You're not that bad.
If I'm as bad as you, what good are we to each other? You and me is just a fool's paradise.
There she is.
Yep. Well, let's do her.
Hello. What are we going to do with Gale Jr. here?
What do you mean? He stays here.
Are you crazy? Suppose we go in there and get ourselves killed. It'd be hours before he gets discovered.
All right, you hayseeds, it's a stick up. Everybody freeze. Everybody down on the ground.
Well, which is it, young feller? You want I should freeze or get down on the ground? Mean to say, if I freeze, I can't rightly drop. And if I drop, I'm going to be in motion. You see?
Shut up!
Okay, then.
Everybody down on the ground! Y'all can just forget that part about freezing now.
Better still to get down there.
Yeah, y'all hear that, don't you?
Want to fill this up, partner? We got to...
Shit! Where did all the colors go?
We're down here, sir.
They're over there on the ground like you commanded, Gale.
I told you not to use my damn name. Can't you even try to keep from forgetting that?
Not even your code name?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My code name.
Y'all hear that? We use the code names.
All right, everybody. We're just about ready to begin the robbery proper.
Hurry up, you dang hayseed.
All right. Now, y'all know how this here works.
That hayseed over there with the red hat, he's the monitor.
Okay, you betcha. I want you to stay flat for 10 full minutes. Now, we might just come back for 5 to check. That's for us to know. And y'all will find that.
Anyone found by Peedle and 5, where's his ass for a hand? That old timer threw off my concentration. Otherwise, it would have gone smoother.
Oh, shoot, Gail. We done good. This ought to split up real nice three ways.
God damn it! You never leave a man behind!
Leave him behind!
Where's the baby?
Where's the baby?
Damn it, ain't shot! Ain't we got enough to contend
with? I don't know, ma'am. I thought we left the car on the roof.
You'd never leave a man
behind. I think we left over at the bank, too.
Miss Madonna, I'm worried sick about him.
Hold on, I'm trying to get him out of here.
Thank you. going on? Get away from there. Let's go. Wait a minute. I ain't through with you. What are you doing creeping around here in the dark? You in with Smalls?
Excuse me?
Leonard Smalls. Big fella. Rides a Harley. Dresses like a rock star.
No, sir. That's who we saved him from. It's a long story.
Suppose you tell it.
Well, sir, in a reward situation, they usually say no questions asked.
Oh. Do they?
Yeah.
Well. All right, boy. I guess you got a reward coming. $25,000. Or, if you need home furnishings, I can give you a line of credit at any of my stores. In fact, that's the way I'd rather handle it, for tax reasons.
We don't want no reward. We didn't bring him back for money.
But we work it that way, too.
Could I just look at him a little bit more?
Be my guest, little lady. Would you mind telling me exactly how you... You took him, didn't you? Wasn't that biker at all?
I took him, sir. My wife had nothing to do with it. I crept in yon window and...
We both did it. We didn't want to hurt him any. I just wanted to be a mama.
It wasn't for money or nothing. We just figured you had more than you could handle baby-wise. But I'm the one committed the actual crime, so if you need to call the authorities...
Shut up, boy. Nobody's going to call the authorities if there's no harm done.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, bullshit. Just tell me why you did it.
We can't have one of our own.
If you can't have kids, you just gotta keep trying and hope medical science catches up with you. Like Florence and me. Caught up with a vengeance. But hell, even if it never does for you, you still got each other.
Sir, those are kind words, but I think the wife and I are splitting up. Her point is that we're both kind of selfish and unrealistic, so we ain't too good for each other.
Well, ma'am, I don't know much, but I do know human beings. You brought back my boy, so you must have your good points, too. Sure hate to think of Florence leaving me. I do love her so. You can go out the way you came in. And before you go off and do another foolish thing like busting up, I suggest you sleep on it. At least one night.
That night I had a dream. I dreamt I was as light as the ether, a floating spirit visiting things to come. The shades and shadows of the people in my life wrestled their way into my slumber. I dreamt that Gail Neville had decided to return to prison. Probably that's just as well. I don't mean to sound superior and... they're a swell couple guys. But maybe they weren't ready yet to come out into the world.
And then I dreamed on, into the future, to a Christmas morn in the Arizona home, where Nathan Jr. was opening a present from a kindly couple who preferred to remain unknown. I saw Glenn a few years later, still having no luck getting the cops to listen to his wild tales about me and Ed. Maybe he threw in one Polack joke too many. I don't know. But still, I dreamed on, further into the future than I'd ever dreamed before. Watching Nathan Jr.'s progress from afar, taking pride in his accomplishments as if he were our own, wondering if he ever thought of us, and hoping that maybe we'd broaden his horizons a little, even if he couldn't remember just how they got broadened. But still, I hadn't dreamt nothing about me and Ed until the end. And this was cloudier, because it was years, years away. But I saw old couple being visited by their children, and all their grandchildren too. And the old couple wasn't screwed up, and neither were their kids or their grandkids.
Dad.
And I don't know. You tell me, this whole dream, was it wishful thinking? Was I just fleeing reality like I know I'm liable to do? But me and Ed, we can be good too. And it seemed real. It seemed like us. And it seemed like, well, our home. If not Arizona, then a land not too far away, where all parents are strong and wise and capable, and all children are happy and beloved. I don't know. Maybe it was Utah.